Shalom, אנחנו בשיעור מיוחד שנקדיש את...
Hello, we are in a special lesson that will be entirely dedicated to the annual date of departure of Kabbalist Baal HaSulam.
We
read an article, Rabash, the order of the work from Baal HaSulam. Rav, please.
According to the custom, we need to commemorate the date, the day
of
departure of our teacher, Baal HaSulam,
the
great Kabbalist who paved the path to the correction of the world, thanks to whom we know how to behave in order not to be confused, not to make mistakes on the path to the Creator. His path, his method is based on Kabbalists who came before him, and that's why we are happy that we have such a teacher,
that
we are his students, and that we can follow his path, to be certain that we're going to reach the purpose of creation during our lifetime. Baal HaSulam left many writings for us. He taught a few people. Mostly his eldest son, Rabash,
who
wrote down for us this method suitable for our time, for us, for the souls who are coming down into this world.
So
let's learn what Rabash says about the method of Baal HaSulam. It's called the order of the work from Baal HaSulam.
The order of the work from Baal HaSulam. One, to believe that there is an overseer to the world.
One overseer, one unique and unified. There is none else besides him, who rules over all of reality, the whole world, each and every one. And we need to be connected only to him.
Bet, ladat sha'emuna.
Two, to know that faith is of inferior importance, yet he chooses to walk in this path.
Although faith is of inferior importance, that's how we're created, that's how it's organized in us, but we have to walk in such a way that it will be above us, where we constantly wish to rise and attain it, the force of faith. So the force of mutual bestowal, and to hold this principle above everything.
Gimel, שהאמונה שלו.
Three, his faith should be in a manner of bestowal and not in order to receive.
Whatever we do on the path, faith, bestowal, adhesion, connection, all of it will be in order to bestow. And not to ourselves, but to the other.
For when attributing the work to the Creator, he should believe that the Creator accepts our work, regardless of how the work seems.
Meaning, even when we can't feel the Creator for the time being, and how he accepts us, receives us. Nevertheless, we take into consideration that what we do and what we attribute to the Creator indeed comes to him, and he accepts our plea, the result of our efforts.
Five, there are two discernments to make concerning faith above reason. One, he is going above reason because he has no choice. Two, even should he be given reason, and he will no longer have to go above reason, he will still choose to walk in the path of above reason.
Meaning, we try to walk in faith above reason no matter the situation. If we have this opportunity or not, if we're only at the beginning of our path, we nevertheless have to try and go above our reason, because our reason for the time being is entirely based on in order to receive.
Six, one should know when his work is in self-love, after all the success that a person depicts to himself that he can achieve, he will be able to benefit only himself. Conversely, with love of the Creator, he benefits the general public. Again, six. One should know that when his work is in self-love, after all the successes that a person depicts to himself that he can achieve, he will be able to benefit only himself. Conversely, with love of the Creator, he benefits the general public.
As a person needs to remember that in his corporeal work, he might be able to assist himself, but it's only within the framework of his existence here in this life, in this world. However, in his spiritual work, when he yearns for connection with the others, to unite with them, then he enters this absolute eternal rule, and he determines for himself a spiritual path.
Seven. We must give thanks and praise for the past, because on this depends the future. That is, to the extent that we give thanks, to that extent, we appreciate everything that we receive from above and know how to keep the help we receive from above so as not to lose it.
Again.
Seven. We must give thanks and praise for the past, because on this depends the future. That is, to the extent that we give thanks, to that extent we appreciate everything that we receive from above and know how to keep the help we receive from above so as not to lose it.
Next.
Eight.
The heart of the work is to walk on the right line, meaning wholeness. That is, whatever grip we have on spirituality, we should be happy that the Creator has given us a thought and desire to do something in spirituality.
Again,
the heart of the work is to walk on the right line, meaning wholeness. That is, whatever grip we have on spirituality, we should be happy that the Creator has given us the thought and desire to do something in spirituality.
Even what little hold he has in spirituality, he has to be happy for being there.
Nine.
We should also walk on the left line. But for this, half an hour a day is enough, meaning to calculate how much he prefers the love of the Creator over self-love, to the extent that he sees the deficiencies, he will pray that the Creator will truly bring him closer. For specifically, on two lines, can one advance?
Again,
nine. We should also walk on the left line. But for this, half an hour a day is enough, meaning to calculate how much he prefers the love of the Creator over self-love. To the extent that he sees the deficiencies, he will pray that the Creator will truly bring him closer. For specifically, on two lines, can one advance?
Next, I don't see.
בסדר העבודה יש להבחין
גימל. We should make three discernments in the order of the work. One, to yearn to complement one's soul and return it to its root. This is called the quality of Israel. Two, to understand the ways of the Creator and the secrets of Torah for one who does not know the commandment of the Upper One, how will he serve him? This is regarded as the Torah. Three, to yearn to attain the Creator, meaning to cling onto him with complete recognition, which is regarded as the Creator. It is best to strive for the commandment of the Upper One, which is the middle line.
We see that the wisdom of Kabbalah is a method that aims us and raises us to the source, to the center of creation, and it wants to tie us to the center point of all of creation for us to attain it. And as he writes here, that we will attain our soul, the root of our soul, to connect to the upper force, one unique and unified, in whom we can incorporate and find there the starting point and the final point of all of reality. Questions?
Ken.
רב, בוקר טוב. מה זה אומר שהשתוקק לציוויה דמרי? הוא אומר דרכי השם.
What does it mean to yearn for the commandments of the Creator? What does it mean to understand it?
Rav. פקודות הבורא.
It means that by keeping the commandment of the Creator, we come closer to being like Him, and by that we approach the purpose of our existence. But it looks as if this is the main thing, more important than Israel and the Creator. The commandment of the Upper One, that is the commandments of the Creator to us. Or if we keep them, you can say, in short, to rise above our egoistic nature and connect with one another as one man in one heart. This is really the commandment. And if we're headed in this direction, we are approaching the Creator. We discover Him inside this commandment, meaning to connect as one.
And why does He demand us to delve into the secrets of the Torah?
Because the secrets of the Torah are our qualities, the degrees or the aspects of our connection, and those laws that we can exist in together as one man in one system.
Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Раф, а как вот принимать вот эти принципы, как с ними работать по очереди, либо
receive these qualities according to order or simultaneously?
We need to keep all those principles gradually. Gradually, not all at once. We can't just jump over them because we're unable simply to feel them, to see them, to keep them. We must do it gradually. To connect them to us, to try to connect us in them in such a way that we'll all come to be as one system, as one man. And accordingly, to see the world as one system. And in this way we'll attain the Creator, to understand along the way that as we keep those connections between us gradually, all those things that are written here are actually a system that we have to keep, maintain in order to connect ourselves to the Creator. There's nothing else besides that. Connect between us and connect to the Creator.
נשמות פרטיות של כל אחד.
And by that to attain from the individual souls of each and every one of us a general soul, a general desire, and this one desire, according to the extent we attain it, will be entirely in order to bestow. And then we'll be connected and incorporated in the Creator. As He is merciful, so are you merciful, meaning all of us in order to bestow to one another. And this way we'll understand, we'll attain the ways of Torah, where the ways of Torah, after all, are the connection between us, and all of us, all these laws of Torah speak only of the different modes of connection, all of us as one, in completing one another, complementing one another, and as we advance and we keep these connections between us, accordingly we attain the integral, the inclusive quality, which is the Creator. And in this way we reach the purpose of creation in everything, meaning both in keeping it or being it, and connecting and then adhering to the Creator.
You said
that in the individual soul of each one we attain the general soul. How? How do we do that?
We connect to each other, and by adapting the connections between us and our corrected desires, as we are connected to each other,
and
in this way we attain the quality of the Creator, the good who does good to everyone, the quality of bestowal, unlimited, unrestricted, and we reveal ourselves in this way as existing already inside the Creator, inside His laws, inside His quality. Okay?
Вот частная душа товарища, вот предположим, Володя в моей десятке, или Игорь, вот...
The individual soul of the Creator, let's say Володя in my ten, or Igor. I connect to it. How do I do it, and how through it do I feel the general soul?
When you connect to the friends, you make out of the ten one desire, let's say, who's entirely yearning to the Creator, entirely wanting to come close to and to unify with the Creator, entirely bestowing this to that and that to it, until we're all approaching the Creator, meaning we have to see that this is our path, our engine. And if we want to come closer to Him, to the Creator, then we have only one way to do it, to come closer between us, between the members of the ten. And that is why, as much as we join one another, we connect, by that we're moving closer to the Creator, and therefore everything here depends on our common work.
Ken.
Good morning, dear Rav. Değerli Rav. Öncelikle evime, aileme ve değerli öğretmenimle olduğumun memnuniyetini söylemek isterim. Kutsal Yom Kippur'da
first of all, I'd like to express the joy that I feel from being here in our home with our family and our beloved teacher.
Kişinin Torah tadı almadan nasıl Torah'nın sırlarını öğrenebilir? Burada tat almaktan Torah'ın nasıl olur?
How can a person learn the secrets of the Torah without tasting it? And how can a person advance from tasting the Torah to knowing it?
In order to attain the essence of creation, the inner power of creation, who is the Creator, creation starts from revealing itself as broken. And then we begin to connect in the beginning. Atoms connect molecules, certain organs, certain bodies. Later, there's a connection between the feminine part and the masculine part in creation. And later we come to connections not in the still, vegetative and animate between us, but on the speaking degree. On the speaking degree means according to our character, our view of the world, our connections to one another by giving birth to offsprings from the connection between bodies who are not connected to one body. And that's how we advance more and more until we reveal the need for greater and greater kind of inner connection between us. And together with that, we reveal how we are in opposition, in hate and repulsion to one another. And as these powers grow in us, they develop in us. So we develop from a thing and its opposite. And in each one we have something and its opposite. Yes, we are a collection of all kinds of desires and problems. And together with that, the more we connect, we want to connect, we are unable to connect. In this way, we get through the course of our development until we reach such a state where we connect in masses and nations, countries, political parties, all kinds of associations. And then we come to our times. We're used to be divided into countries and nations and families and so on. And now the time has come for us to slowly go through a very special development where we have to attain how much we have to be above all of our differences, meaning that the connection, our connection, should be not on the corporeal level, but rather on the spiritual level. And that's the time in which we exist. Lord, we have to raise our connection above all the differences. Let us hope we understand it, attain it, realize it, succeed, and come again at the end of everything to this one image, one Adam, one man. That is what we need.
Ken.
I wanted to ask, on the one hand, he takes it all through that you have to believe that there is someone looking over the world, and he takes it where to in order to bestow. But where does the perception that everything is done through correct, through connection, through interaction, where does that come in? The whole approach of the need for a kli, for a vessel, where does that come in his order?
I don't quite understand the question. We learn, and even if we don't learn, ultimately we come to the recognition that there is one power called nature. It assembles us, connects us, and from the point of view of nature, everything completes everything, and everything is whole and perfect. And we need to try and be also in accordance with that.
Let me ask again. In the order of the work of Bala Sulam, where can you see him addressing the fact that you need connection between people in order to attain all these things that he writes here?
You have no proof from nature. You can say that, yes, the way these connect and those connect in order to survive and so on and so forth, but that's not a proof for humans yet.
It's a necessary process to reach the fact that you believe there is a creator and so on?
Eventually, yes.
So what comes first? In order to attain everything Bala Sulam here breaks down,
we come to all kinds of connections, aside from the human connection, where as we advance, we'll need to bring ourselves to connection against our desire, against our ego. And only in this way will we be able to succeed in being as one man and one heart. But it won't happen simply, regularly, like it happens in all kinds of levels, other levels.
What exists on the human level, that connection in it is different from all the other levels. Why doesn't it take place on the human level?
The connection in it is ineffective. It doesn't come from nature. That's what's special about the human level, the humanity, and we can see it. From the early days,
to
this state, and from the character of a person, we see that they're all in opposition to one another. They're all opposites.
Why doesn't he write any principle in relation to others? He says that if you engage in love of the Creator, it will benefit the public. But in these nine principles, if you read it, it's just you and the Creator.
Yeah.
And there's nothing in the middle.
Because it doesn't come from nature. In no other nation, no place, no culture do you have a call for connection, the way there was of Kabbalah. which exists above humanity, where it's calling on each other that we need to connect and reach a degree of connection above natural power. We can connect in order to succeed through someone, against someone, so on and so forth, but that's not the connection that the wisdom of Kabbalah is describing.
In the order of the work here, he didn't relate at all to arvut, mutual guarantee, to love of others. What? Because it's a means, it's not a principle?
No, why? There is something here.
No, not about love of others.
No, no, right side, the right line. We have to praise the past and give gratitude because on that depends the future, meaning to the extent you give thanks, a person can think and advance. Item 8. Our heart of the work is to walk on the right line, meaning wholeness. That is, whatever grip we have on spirituality, we should be happy that the Creator has given us a thought and desire to do something in spirituality. Meaning this connection with the Creator. 9. We should also walk on the left line. This is all the beginning. Those are the lines through which Baal Sulam expressed it. The Rabash writes it. It's not Baal Sulam writing it.
It's still unclear why, out of 9 principles, he doesn't mention love of others.
He doesn't mention love of others, doesn't mention the arvut, all those things are hidden inside, but if you continue, then they'll come out.
I'm a little confused. It's clear that there are gaps between us, and we need to bridge these gaps. When I read the order of the work from Baal HaSulam, other than love of others and connection to friends, and the connection between us, I don't see anything there.
What
do you need to see? No, I want to relate to what Moshe said, that it's individual work. I understand it can be seen individual work, but every clause I see here, let's say the first one, to believe that there is an overseer to the world. This is impossible to happen if I don't have friends that influence me, everything I have today.
Correct. If you open up all the items, you'll see that you can't keep any of those items alone, only inside a society.
What does it mean that it's the order of the work from Baal HaSulam?
That's what Rabash wrote.
So what? Is it an order we need to do? Is it a collection of laws? Or?
Oh, the order is relative, meaning sometimes according to a person's inner nature, he might keep one thing first and then another thing second and then he goes back to the first. That's how it is.
Are they connected one to the other or is there one principle that it all stems from?
They're connected to one another, but they also complement one another. But you can't take them as in the form of that's how it is. First of all, because this is what you understand, the way it's written. It's written, but how do you understand it? That might be something completely different.
Can we check our work in comparison to it if we're checking each one of these, if we're inclined to keep them or not, or does that mean that we're working correctly?
Yes, but I don't think you need to relate to it in this way. Because these items, one by one, that we have to keep, I'm sorry, not to relate to it as items that you have to keep one by one, but rather when we see them, then we understand them more, we feel them more, we go from one to another.
נתקדם.
And we advance in this way. Sometimes it happens in people, in humans, individually, a little differently.
Good
morning, Rav. It says in number 9 that a person needs to go in the left line, but half an hour a day. First of all, what is the left line?
Criticism. Criticism. Why is it like this, and why is it like that, and not another way? For the time being, there is a great deal of depth in it, but that's how it is.
But it's written that even this left line, what we understand from this, many times a person can be in a days, even months, in these scrutinies, and
that's not a left line. That's what he writes.
You
have to walk on the left line, but it has to be... Where does he write it? 9. That you should go on the left line and half an hour a day is enough, not months. If he's in it for months, it's not a line, it's not the left line, rather he fell into the klipot.
And the style of Baal HaSulam and Rabash, it feels like a person has a choice here to decide if he wants to be in right or left.
Yes, the help of the environment alone, it's difficult. It's impossible to change his state, his path, his direction of development. But when he is with the friends, with the environment, then with their help, he can change his direction. And this way, quickly change from one state to another. The more a person will submit to the environment, the more will advance.
Ken.
Boker Tov.
Besides what we saw, that we said that when there's a guide to the world, and that's done in the group, he also writes here that in the order of the work, there are 3 discernments. To yearn to complement one's soul and return it to its root, this is called the quality of Israel. So what, to return the soul to its root, the soul belongs to everyone. Here he's saying that this is the general direction of humanity. That's the most important point, that's the way I see it.
That's why the connection between us is the first thing, it's the most important.
מבלרוס שואלים, איזה מאמצים נדרשים בעבודה שלנו כדי...
Question from Belarus, what efforts are made in our work to go in faith above reason?
מאמצים לחיבור. זה העיקר.
Efforts for connection. To connect. That's the main thing.
מה ההבדל בין שמחה רוחנית לשמחה אגואיסטית?
Continues, what's the difference between spiritual joy and egoistic joy?
The difference between spiritual joy and egoistic joy is that spiritual joy comes from connecting between us and to the Creator, and that's the source of our joy. As it's written, for in Him our heart shall rejoice. And egoistic joy or happiness where I succeed compared to the others. That's egoistic joy.
הרבה שאלות על סעיף זין, על לשב לתת שבח.
There are many questions about excerpt 7 of giving praise and gratitude. How to not forget the importance of praise and gratitude in the spiritual work. What does it mean to keep it and not to lose it?
You have to talk about it in the group, set up times for it according to the schedule, or daily schedule, weekly, monthly, and be responsible for it. To place responsible friends over it. Whatever is not in us naturally, we have to determine it mechanically.
Ashkelon, item 8. What is the expression of joy in our work?
As much as we can connect. In the center of the connection, all of us reveal joy. That's it.
Oz. En, yofi. Ken.
בסעיף השישי, הוא כותב שמה שבאהבת השם הוא מתיר.
In item 6, he writes that in love of the Creator, he benefits the public. Why does one benefit the public if he engages in love of the Creator?
He connects the general system where everybody is and to the Creator. So obviously, clearly, it benefits everyone.
So in one's individual work, in his efforts?
Yes. Okay, good.
He writes in Saif Zayin,
he writes in item 7, to the extent that we give thanks, to the extent we appreciate everything received from above, and to keep the help we receive, to not lose it. How can we appreciate in our work the help and not lose the help we get from above?
To look after each other. Up above, we can't do anything, but if we look after each other and we pray to the Creator to help keep us together, connect us and reveal in us to a small extent, this is the way.
אנחנו צריכים ללכת עם הרגשה שאנחנו בעבודה שלנו כאן בעשירייה, בקבוצה, בכלי עולמי.
We need to have a feeling in the ten in the group that we're getting help from above.
Of course, if not for help from above, we wouldn't be sitting here.
כן, ודאי שזה כוח הבורא שיורד
אלינו. It's the power of the Creator that comes down to us and organizes us. Because it's not within our nature to assemble at 3:48 at night and speak about such delusional things. Okay?
Israel.
Shaila, האם יכול להיות תקופה להתפתחות של אדם או עשירייה, קבוצה?
Can there be a period of time in a person's development or a ten or a group that he needs to be in the left line more than 30 minutes?
It's written this way. You have to try not to be more than that.
יש לנו כאן אולנטוואן.
Good morning, dear Rav. In number 5, it says, what does it mean? We go above reason because we have no choice. So what is the point of choice in going above reason?
On the one hand, he has no choice. On the other hand, he chooses to advanced like that even when he has a choice. It's written, in faith above reason, there are two discernments to make. One, he is going above reason because he has no choice. So he goes above reason. Two, even should he be given reason, he no longer has to believe and go above reason. But still, he chooses to walk on the path of above reason. Meaning, does he follow the path of above reason according to necessity or according to his choice? So what is the question?
Yeah, what is the point of choice concerning faith above reason?
That I prefer to be above reason in every state, under any condition, because above reason is where I enter the quality of the Creator.
And what is it? And what is it? What I compare? What are the things that I choose of? I need a sort of a scale. So what do I choose? What should be on the scale?
In above reason, I choose only above reason or below reason. Maybe within reason.
In
order to approach the Creator, I have no other way but above reason. When I advance against my ego.
Okay, thank you,
Rav. Toda boker tov. Be'ot alef lemata katuv.
Thank you, Rav. In item 1, it says, to yearn to complement one's soul and return it to its root, this is called the quality of Israel. What does that mean, please?
When I wish to complete my soul, which is disconnected from the general soul called Adam Rishon, Adam, by that I wish to raise it to its root.
And
anyone who's doing it according to his effort, according to his the trajectory of his walk, is called Yashar El. That's what I want to be. In other words, return the soul to its root. And anyone who's doing it is called Israel.
Thank you, Rav. My friend is asking, all we need is adhering to him. How can we come to this need?
Through connection with the friends, where each one sets an example for the others. And no one has this desire truthfully, but each one who is looking at the others, a desire awakens in him. That's also the way we wish to teach our kids. We tell the child, go play with him, don't look at him, but look at this one.
In
this way we want them to receive from others the desires, impulses, so on and so forth. For it. Okay?
No, Tzvi.
Good morning, Rav. Good
morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. We skipped over item 9. Very powerful. Maybe you can help understand what's going on here. He says that he prefers love of the Creator over self-love, and to the extent that he sees the deficiencies, he will pray that the Creator will truly bring him closer, for specifically on two lines, one can advance. What does it mean to prefer love of the Creator over self-love? How can one know? After I revealed the line that's needed in order to advance, I also now use the left line in order to advance. It's like you have two legs and you're moving forward, or if you're riding a bike. So with the right, you do a movement forward, and with the left one, you do a movement backwards, and then it switches, right? That's what we need to do here in our spiritual work.
Specifically, this line is the most difficult to understand. He writes that specifically with these two lines, a person can advance.
Yes.
And to think, the more I'm an egoist, I can advance more.
That also needs to be right.
So how do I overcome my egoism?
The greater your ego you have, he who is greater than his friend, his inclination is also greater, and then through overcoming it, you move forward.
The question is how to overcome.
The same way as someone with a weak ego advances to someone with a strong ego. But one who has a stronger ego than in his overcoming, that's how he advances. That's how we see that it even happens to us in our lives. In technology, in everything, to the extent we overcome greater, more opposing laws of nature, then we can profit more.
So I want to make it a bit more practical. We're working in tens. All the time you say, only the tens can bring salvation to the world. I'm sitting in my ten. Beautiful. Ten, Aran, Peter, all my friends. How in such a circle?
It
says a person can advance in two lines. How do I advance in two lines in the ten?
You are in your small group, but it's included of all of the groups that are here and in the world. And then we are connected to one another and influencing each other in all forms that we ourselves don't know how, but still that's the connection between us. And that's our strength to overcome.
You know, the friends are good, they're nice, they're kind. What can I overcome here? Look, they're so nice.
You don't need to overcome over them.
So who?
Your ego.
But they're nice. Where do I...
Leave them alone. Again, you're saying how nice they are. Look at oneself, at yourself.
Myself.
Yes.
What do I overcome?
You need to overcome your ego.
Toward who?
Towards yourself, that you're constantly thinking of yourself.
Do I have to stop thinking of myself in the ten?
Of course, you need to think of the ten, and of all of the tens, and of the Creator. And by that, you will rise higher and higher degrees.
Meaning, not to look the force of overcoming in my ten, but to do this individual work with myself. That's what you're saying?
The ten needs to help you come out of your own ego, and to join them, and to connect to them, to be included in them entirely.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Toda Rav, Değerli Rav, mantık ötesi doğama ters. Kişi hangi noktadan sonra egonun ilerisine geçiyor?
To go above reason is against one's nature. At what point does one reach a point where he can actually go above his ego?
Repeat the second half.
At what point the person reaches a state where he can rise and advance above his ego?
By starting to receive influence from the environment, and then he raises it above himself, and he works with his own force of the group.
Is that
okay or not? Is it being translated? Okay.
No.
Well.
Ahora.
Maybe they asked about it regarding item 2. It says to know that faith is of inferior importance if he chooses to walk in this path.
Yes.
It's a ladam.
Faith is inferior in importance?
For a person, yeah, of course. Otherwise, we would have no work. We need to go in the path of faith. Faith is below importance. We need to raise it forcefully in our efforts above. And then, accordingly, we'll go in faith above reason.
The work is to take faith and raise that constantly above, although it is below.
Yes, yes. That's all. We're done with the article. Yes, Itai.
כן, הוא כותב שבקו שמאל הוא צריך לעשות חשבון ולהתפלל, כן? You're right. On the left line he has to make calculation and pray, and that's half an hour a day. But we learn that we have to pray all day long.
Yeah, but not in order to come out of the left line. In order to advance, to adhere and to cling to the friends and so on. The left line here is the criticism.
So it has to be between the prayers?
Yes, there's a difference in prayers, of course.
And the right line, this gratitude of the right line, gratitude for being rewarded with the work and all that, maybe every prayer has to be wrapped in that all the time?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No.
Okay, well.
On that matter, if he's already in the right line in wholeness, what is the trigger that will cause him to scrutinize how much he's in the love of the Creator, to do that criticism upon himself?
The fact that he's on the right line, that's for the time being. It's not that he is entirely in bestowal, entirely in the right. And that's why he still has work.
But he himself, from the wholeness that he feels, that's the time to turn to his self-criticism.
Also true. That's it. Okay, good. What do you want?
Lama habore.
Why does the Creator disturb us? Doesn't let us give him contentment.
So we will ask him to do it.
Can I quote Baal HaSulam?
Yes.
In one thought, all of reality was emanated and created the upper ones and the lower ones together until the end of everything and the end of correction, where the single thought is the one who does everything and it accepts the purpose and is the essence of the exertion, as Maimonides interpreted as one unique and unified. Baal HaSulam, this part one, inner observation, item 8.
Thank you. All right. Okay, what do we now need to do to go back to our friends that are all around the world? So, let's start with Latin 11.
Muchas gracias, Rav. Mi pregunta es, ¿es posible que de cinco amigos congregados en una reunión,
can it be that
conexión y dos estén desconectados,
with five friends who gather for connection, three will reach connection and two will remain outside of connection, or three connect and that's enough for the entire group to reach connection?
That's a very tough question. We actually all need to be in connection. If you ask me, the law is simple. Anyone who participates in connection reaches connection. Whoever doesn't, doesn't.
USA Norwest.
For reducing or eliminating the resistance to connections, does a prayer at the individual level able to affect the group? The advancement of the group.
Yes, every individual prayer influences the advancement of the entire ten. That's how we need to relate to each and every one.
Ita Van.
Sometimes our efforts to connect in the ten yield refusal from the friends. We feel the coolness of the heart. How do we need to turn to the Creator in such states?
Shuv.
Again.
Sometimes the efforts, our efforts to connect in the ten, yield a refusal from the friends, coolness from the friends. How can we approach the Creator in such moments of separation?
Until we don't connect between us, we cannot come closer to the Creator. There's no question.
Barur.
Is that clear?
Tov.
All right.
Beersheva.
Beersheva.
Boker tov Rav, Boker tov Asiriya Olamit.
Morning Rav, World 10. Very comprehensive article. That's the order of question. Work in here. The question. And everything Baal Sulam details here, I'm missing spiritual fear of the Creator. Although it's included here, and many of the items are a result of that, but the fear of the Creator is not mentioned.
No.
Rise above and complain. What can I say? Maybe this work will open up the ability to see where the fear of the Creator is.
To the 10 and the world 10 and to you, with your help, thank you. Hello, Rav, World Kli. How to develop a necessity for the in the inner connection between us?
You need to regularly speak about the fact that without connection between each other, you do not attain the Creator. Without reaching out to the Creator and Him listening, hearing your desire, you won't receive an answer from Him and you won't change. And you'll remain on the same spiritual level as you are now. That's why the connection between each other and the connection between the Creator is necessary. Okay?
French one.
Tout d'abord, Martin est avec nous, mais il est dans l'avion. Il y a un principe que je n'arrive pas, dont je n'arrive pas à comprendre l'importance.
There's a principle I can't understand its importance, and I don't see it in this article of Rabash. It's the principle of the growing of the vessel, expanding of the vessel. For example, now in the In the Congress, we said that we're trying to expand from an individual tent to a general tent. Sometimes we immediately speak about the general vessel of the world Kli. And today, when I hear the Rav, I feel like the vessel is all of creation, actually. So my question is, what is the importance of this principle of expanding the vessel?
The principle of expanding the vessel, because the broader the Kli, the vessel, the more inclusive, the more incorporated of all the smaller vessels we have in this world, upon the earth, doesn't matter how, which way we think of it, the vessel will be greater, influence the Creator more, and also force the Creator to bestow upon us, correct us, organize us, and show us what the true reality is.
Woman Turkey 7.
Women Turkey 7.
Selam Rav. Yom Kippur'da kendimle kalıp dua ederken dostlarım olmadan hiçbir şey yapamadığımı ve onlar
when I was alone and during Yom Kippur, Day of Atonement, I prayed and understood that I'm nothing without the friends. I can't move, take a step forward without them. I have no way of moving without them. It was very hard for me. Can you see advancement in this state? What's the meaning of this state?
It's a very essential advancement because you felt how weak you were and not able to do anything on your own. And I'm happy to hear that and hope that from today on you'll be more connected to us.
Woman Piti 27.
Question from a friend in the 10 about the work on the left line. She's asking, is it important that even if on a certain day I have no criticism, I should think about something? And what is the correct criticism?
Correct criticism is the type that helps us advance towards the purpose of creation. When we advance in the right and the left, if they work in the same direction, just like on a bicycle, you go with the right leg, then with the left leg. So that's how you advance.
Merkaz 1.
Lama.
Why? By giving praise and gratitude on the past, we build the future.
Because we perform corrections on the past, and that's how we know how to advance towards the future. Our whole path, somehow we're advancing, we don't really pay attention, but we're always, the next step includes the corrections from the last step in it. Dudi? What are we doing next?
We're going to read selected excerpts about the anniversary of the departure of Baal Sulam, Yehuda Ashlag. Sing a song before that.
Yes.
So, we'll go to the next part of the lesson and we'll sing a song.
Us all. Broken pieces, piercing the skin, chasing voices, lost in the wind. Through the fire, we're starting to rise to a world that's waiting in your eyes. In the drops of unity, to a place above them and me. Gonna sing together. Na, 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 na. one heart, we're gonna sing tonight.